Betfair are on your side this autumn racing. Imagine what you could be buying instead. From the sporting capital of Australia. It's the biggest sports show for your Saturday morning. Sarah Ollie, Will Rawson, and Ryan Warren. Live from the AFL's Gather Round 2024. This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
That's it, live from the MTX Club at Adelaide Oval for Gather Round. This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends. I'm Rabs Warren. You might know me from the Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and I'm joined this morning, as always, by Will Rolston.
Good morning, Rabbits. Yes, we're here at a sun-drenched Adelaide Oval as the morning dew is currently being warmed up and the sun creeps over the Sir Donald Bramman Pavilion here. We've got the scoreboard behind us. Yes. It's wonderful to be in Adelaide. It's a beautiful day.
We'll set the scene for us a little bit, Will, because you're about 50 metres away from the iconic old scoreboard here. Yes. At Adelaide Oval. It's absolutely magnificent to be here.
Yeah, we can hear the birds chirping. We're underneath the flight path, so you might hear an
QF680
fly over the top of us. We can see people that are doing the climb on top of the roof here at Adelaide Oval, and it's a great time to be in Adelaide, and the weather has turned it on. It's just an absolute pleasure to be here.
It is. We're going to get your thoughts on how you're finding Gather Round as a fan.
Yes.
Later on in the show, we're going to chat about some random gathering sightings.
Yes.
Because Gather Round provides some real weird type operators.
Yeah, it's unusual.
It's unusual celebrity sightings. We're going to chat about that later on in the show as well. But we have to say that Sarah Ollie is not here today, unfortunately, so we wish her well.
Yes.
She will be back next week as well. But we've got a huge show. Nigel Carmody is going to join us because the VFL are taking on the Sandful in Glenelg today.
That's awesome.
That's going to be
he was involved in
game.
Selection, I believe.
Yes. Limo's going to join us as well because, of course, he's absolutely smashing it out of the park at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yep.
Mark Barretta.
Barretts.
He's going to join us as well. And Oscar McInerney.
The big O.
Because the Lions had a huge win yesterday. Plus, Ryan Daniels is going to join us. He's going to give us all the latest footy news from a bus. He is currently in a bus with Triple M footy heading to Mount Barker.
On his way to a winery.
Yes. So that
with a bit
could
of footy.
Be absolute chaos.
Last night, here was the place to be if you were a Port Adelaide supporter. Here is how it sounded on Triple M as they demolished Essendon by 69 points.
No. Port Adelaide playing host to the Bombers on Friday night footy. Rioli picks up the crumbs. 47 out. Kept it low and runs it home.
Kick inside 50, loose ball. Rosie is hovering. He picks it up from 40 out. Can he snap that far? Can he snap that far? You bet he can. Three goals to Rosie. At the end, Porter a chance. Finlayson picks it up. He pounces on it and kicks a handy goal.
Off hands.
Rioli picked it up as kicked. No way. What a goal from Rioli. Big winners, Port Adelaide. 111-42.
Simply too good last night, and I certainly did not think it was going to blow out to the margin that it did in the end. 69 points, an absolute drubbing, and it was the Connor Rosie show. Three goals in a dominant display as well as 36 touches. He was absolutely electric. We know he's a good player, Rabbits, but wow, that was, I think, one of the best performances I've personally seen from him.
As a captain, he has just elevated his game to another level this year, Connor Rosie. At halftime, he already had 20-3, which is just, that's a good game in itself.
Yep.
That's a ridiculous game in itself, and then he continued on in that second half. I thought Darcy Byrne-Jones was really impressive for Port Adelaide since he's been moved forward. He's kicked 9 goals, 2.
Yep.
And he kicked another 3 straight last night. Daisy Thomas has dubbed him Darcy Perm-Jones because of his curly hair.
I love it.
I thought was fantastic.
I hope that sticks.
I hope it sticks too. But even Willie Rioli as well, he kicked 3 as a small forward, and a couple of those, as you heard in that call by Ditz, were unbelievable. He's so electric. And I think that small forward now, you see with Bobby Hill at Collingwood and, of course, Charlie Cameron at Brisbane, how important they are to teams.
Absolutely. The concerns continue to grow for Essendon. So they've got this spate of soft tissue injuries. We saw Archie Perkins, a hammy in the second half. Jordan Ridley, of course, a quad injury that looks like he's going to miss another chunk of games. That joins Darcy Parrish, Zach Reid, Matt Guelfi. A lot of soft tissue injuries at the club recently. And last night, compounding what was a really disappointing performance. Because I like I imagine you did as well, gave them a big chance here.
I almost tipped them. And I spoke to a couple of Essendon fans, albeit who work for us, so they're quite of the Nuffy variety.
The
but
Nuffy.
They thought Essendon were a red-hot chance last night. So to come into the game, and I think they only kicked 2 goals after half-time. Like, they were scoreless, basically, in the last quarter. They kicked 1 point. really disappointing from the Bombers, I thought.
We have a grab of Ken Hinckley here speaking last night after the game, because he said the kind of pressure that comes with being one of the Adelaide clubs at Gather Round. We saw Adelaide lose on Thursday night, but Port Adelaide really harnessed that last night and they were proud of their performance.
I think for us, Gather Round builds momentum leading into it, and I think our players get a real sense and a real feel for that now, and they're quite excited about what the whole concept is about. We represent the state of South Australia and we're really proud to do that, and you know, to see so many people here at the footy tonight, and you know, last night and games today, so we're really proud of what we do for Gather Round, and I think we, as South Australians, we should be really happy with how it's going.
I like the fact that both clubs really embrace it. I know there's been some chat from Chris Scott about how he thinks it's unfair that both Adelaide teams get another home game.
Yep.
I mean, I think the draw's already massively compromised.
How so?
Anyway, I mean, I know that North Melbourne have come up against pretty much some of the... Well, they have come up against some of the best teams already after finishing second last year. But, I mean, there's 10 Victorian teams in the competition. So you're already going to be compromised because they're playing more games at the MCG and Marvel Stadium than the interstate team.
Absolutely.
So I don't really buy into the fact they get another home game here.
And this is such a good weekend. Mm. It is such a good weekend. I encourage anyone to come over and experience it because there is such a buzz around Adelaide. And we were just saying off air before, I think pound for pound, this city is the footy nuffiest and most passionate city in the country for AFL football.
It is. And from a Triple M perspective, I love the fact that our call teams are a bit different too. So, for example, last night we had Taylor Walker on, of course, the former Adelaide Crows captain who played
Texan
on Thursday night. And he joined us and a couple of highlights. Well, Leroy, let's start with when he didn't know what a gated community was.
He's a very well-loved figure down at Port Adelaide, I hear, Dits. He just moved in around the corner from me. I won't tell you where, but
yeah, right.
I know exactly where he lives.
Didn't he do his homework on the neighbourhood? Beautiful finish,
I'll
though.
I'll put it to the AGM and I'll let him in.
Very good of you.
We roll in gated communities here in Cromland or not?
We rolling what?
Gated communities.
Not please yet. Explain.
Not yet.
Jump on Google at quarter time tech.
Right, eh? I know what Google is.
Well, it's a start.
So then at halftime, he's Googling what a gated community is and said he read out what the definition was and it had nothing in it about a gate. Then Daisy just goes, well, it's a community that you're going to be let in through a gate. And then he understood.
Oh, that makes more sense.
And then he had a little bit of a moment when they were talking about Mount Barker and, well, he didn't know how to pronounce a certain clothing brand, Leroy.
This is the beautiful thing about Gather Round here, though. That Norwood Oval, it is packed out, it's close, still proximity to the city, and even Mount Barker, it's only 35 minutes up the hill, Tex.
Take your calf. Was it Kathmandu or Kathmandu? Kathmandu, is it? Take that up to Mount Barker, she'll be freezing cold.
Kathmandu, that was me Arnie.
Kathmandu.
That is sharp.
It's very sharp from Daisy. And, of course, hey, you can hear Tex again tomorrow. He's going to be at Norwood for our game, Richmond versus St Kilda. It's not the only footy going on today, though, with Gather Round, because the VFL are taking on the Sandful in Glenelg today. And we're joined by VFL commentator and chairman of Selectors, Nigel Carmody, who had a great career himself playing for the Springvale Scorpions. How you going, Nudge?
Hello, guys. I believe you're at Adelaide Oval, so I've probably just walked past you a little bit earlier on, and right now I'm a little bit further up north.
Oh, no. The phone line's starting to cut out. Is he still there, Nigel?
I think he said he's up, just walking up North Terrace. So the VFL are taking on the Sandful today, Will, down at Glenelg. So some of the big names are playing there. Callum Brown, Trent Bianco, Rourke Smith, former AFL players, which you might know as well.
Yes, of course.
It's a very storied tradition, this match, VFL versus Sandful.
Yep. History of representative football, particularly in this state, and both coaches from Tasmania. So hopefully we can get Nige back and speak to him. We had Brodie Myercheck and Craig McRae, of course, both from the Collingwood Football Club, speaking to the teams on Thursday night. And I hear that there's a designated DJ, the Box Hill captain.
Oh, really?
Callum Porter, who's going to be involved in that today. Nigel Carmody himself, of course, 160 VFL games with Casey and Collingwood, captaining the Scorpions back in 2007. So a man who certainly knows his footy and calls the socks off it as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get him back.
Yeah.
Nigel there.
I mean, he had a great story career. Don't know how good his phone line is in Adelaide at the moment.
It is funny that Nigel says that he has just been walking up North Terrace, and we have him back. Nigel, you there?
I'm staring at a mobile tower, so I have no understanding of technology, but surely we're going to be okay.
So, Nudge, we'll just start. We mentioned a few of the players playing today. Callum Brown, Trent Bianco, Rourke Smith for the VFL. Who should we keep an eye on that haven't been on an AFL list? Who do you reckon is going to light it up for the Vics today against Sandful?
I'd say every single player you haven't seen on an AFL list before, you could quite comfortably put onto an AFL list and they would add something to an AFL club. Start with our captain, Dom Brew. If you're a lover of players who play footy with a hard edge, an eye on the footy, and just have an appetite for the contest, he's your guy. He's been the leading tackler in the VFL the last couple of years and been part of Werribee's run to a grand final last year. He's from up around sort of the Albury-Wodonga region originally and just will probably set the tone for the rest of the team. So I think he'll do a terrific job as our captain today.
We've seen Lachie Sullivan in the last 6 months, Nigel, make that leap from a VFL team onto Collingwood's list. So the reigning premiers, of course. Do you think there is more appetite and more spots available for players of this calibre to make their way onto an AFL list? Because it feels like there's a lot going around.
Yeah, there is. So it's usually just a question of opportunity and whether the player's given a chance to transition from being a semi-professional footballer who's juggling study and work alongside their role playing in a state league competition. Being able to then focus on footy full-time naturally means you're going to get better because of the environment you're in, the access to facilities you've got, and then the chance to focus on things. So the last time that the VFL played the SANFL was here at Adelaide Oval in 2016. There were six players out of the VFL team who went on to play AFL. Perhaps the best known or most successful of that six was Brody Majacek, who was holding down a spot in defence for the Big V in that game. And we know what he's been able to do in the forward line for Collingwood. But in the opposition that afternoon for South Australia was Willie Rioli. He kicked four goals in the corresponding match 8 years ago. Of course, he got drafted by West Coast and within 2 years was an AFL Premiership player. You even go back, like the rules were a bit more archaic 20 years ago, but the last time the VFL beat the Sandful in 2002, Josh Marnie was the captain. He'd already had time at Collingwood and the Bulldogs. He'd been delisted, played a couple of seasons of VFL for Essendon and Williamstown. Port Adelaide drafted him as a 25-year-old, which just didn't happen 20 years ago. And within a year, he played in a flag, ended up playing 100 games, and now holds down a pretty important role for the AFL. So, yeah, it's a massive opportunity for guys.
So the VFL are taking on the Sandful. You can catch the game on 7, mate, and streamed on 7+, plus afl.com.au from 1 p.m. today. Nudge is a part of that. Nudge, you played 160 VFL games for Springvale and Collingwood. How proud of you, or where do you see the VFL at the moment? Because we've lost a few of those traditional old clubs. Of course, Springvale now a Casey. How do you see the VFL as it sits in 2024?
It's always been a league of change. And I think that's something that people sometimes lose sight of. So this afternoon, you've got the 7th and 8th oldest football leagues in the world playing each other, which is quite remarkable when you think about it. Like the VFA, which is the sort of chassis of the modern VFL, dates back to 1877, as does the Sandful's origins. And if you went through every single season of the VFA/VFL competition, there has always been change. A team coming in, a team going out, with the AFL clubs sometimes changing their alignments as has sort of happened in the last 20 years. But where it sits now, bringing in the clubs from the northern states like Southport, Swans and the Giants and Brisbane and Gold Coast Reserves has definitely added something to the competition. But the traditional standalone clubs in Victoria play a very important role for players who maybe don't get drafted straight out of the Coates Talent League or are totally missed or not ready to be in that pathway at 18. They might be playing local or country football for a couple of years and then are deemed good enough or it's just the right time for them to then go and have a crack with a Port Melbourne or a Williamstown, all that. So, yeah, the competition's always subject to change, I think, but the current composition of it has only been in place for the last couple of years. And I think people also forget we lost two seasons to COVID. So while pretty much every other major football competition, the AFL, the other state leagues, kept going through that period of time, the VFL barely played a game for 2 years. So it's done a pretty good job to sort of get back up and running in the past couple of years.
No, well said. And there's plenty of VFL listed players that are now currently on AFL list, and that's probably why as well.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Nigel Carmody. Nigel, can you provide any insight at this point in time where Port Adelaide and Adelaide sit as they, we believe, are trying to enter the VFL and perhaps make some sort of larger reserves competition throughout the AFL?
Yeah, it's a complex one. Port Adelaide seem to be the one that are agitating to want to change. I don't have all the information, but from what I understand, the sort of restrictions or parameters that Port and the Crows play under in the SANFL are probably a bit, for want of a better word, harsher than what the AFL clubs have in the VFL competition, and for that matter, perhaps what both West Coast and Freo through their alignment with Peel have in the Waffle. So I think it would be a real shame, I think personally, for Port Adelaide not to be in the SANFL, given they've won 36 premierships and their history dates back to the origins of the competition. It would be sad if they're not able to find a landing that allows them to do what they need to do from a development point of view, but also then maintain their heritage. And I think that's something that the AFL are always clear on, is as much as it's about progress and adapting to change as the needs and what have you of both the AFL and the clubs change, there's always a lens of heritage that's attached to that as well. So, yeah, personally, I'd like to think they can find a way to continue to make it work rather than, Port Adelaide needing to find another competition after 140-odd years.
Now, I know you're super busy today, Nudge, because you are down at the VFL versus Sanford, which you can see on the screens at 7 from 1 o'clock. But you do some great work at racing.com. It would be remiss of us, and Leroy's told us we have to ask you, what's your best runner for today, if you've got one?
Well, I've actually, for once, I haven't had to look at a form guide leading into the races today. So while the Easter Cup and Victoria Handicap's going on, I'll be wearing a headset on the bench as part of the VFL coaching setup, which I'm looking forward to. And even nice to go to the footy and not be sort of concerning yourself with pulling out a commentary board either. Apparently the races are still happening in Sydney, despite the fact there's been 200 mils and counting. If they do run, and there's a big if attached to it, Chris Waller's got an incredible record in the Doncaster, and I think Kovalika, who's got a good pedigree as a 2,000-metre horse, is a good chance at a nice price each way in the Doncaster.
Love it. Thank you, Nigel. Nigel Carmody, best of luck today. I hope you enjoy the day and enjoy the rest of Gather Round.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your support. Enjoy Adelaide.
Nice. This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends on Melbourne's 105.1 Triple M, live from the Adelaide Oval with Will and Rabs.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Three legends, one show. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Sarah, Will and Rabs. Triple M.
We're here from the Adelaide Oval, Will and Rabs on Triple M's Dead Set Legends, and we're joined by one of our favourites, Anthony Limo Lehman, Adelaide man, Hawthorn tragic, and he is dominating at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the moment. Good morning, Leams.
Oh, hello, Will. That's one of my favourite introductions ever. Thank you, mate. Hello, Rabs.
Hello, Limo.
Lovely to be with you both. You know what? It's been an interesting week for me. Yeah. My wife, at school holidays, my wife and my son are in Bali right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and I dropped them off at the airport on Tuesday, right? Can I tell you the hardest thing about dropping your wife and your son off at the airport is pretending to be sad. I tell you what, I've had a hell of a week.
Oh, Limo, I'm sure it's a two-way street, mate. I'm sure they were devastated to see you in the back of you on the way to Bali.
Mate, they skipped out of the car, let me tell you. Straight to the check-in desk.
Does it give the old hug them goodbye, get in the car, and then just do a quiet fist bump to yourself and just crank the music?
Straight to the pub, Rabs. Straight to the pub.
Now, Limo, are you making your way over to Adelaide at some point?
I am indeed. I'm coming over today. Titus O'Reilly and I have a show this afternoon at the Rhino Room in Adelaide, which is sold out. It's going to be a bit of fun. We are doing some off-the-books drug testing of our audience because we do set a certain standard, Titus and I, so we're looking forward to that. And then I'll be hanging around for the Hawthorn-Collingwood game tomorrow night. And I am just so excited to see the reactions of Collingwood fans when Jack Ginnivan starts getting paid for head-high tackles.
He will this
week. Such
a
delicious prospect about this game.
Well, it might be the only way you kick goals on Sunday night, Limo. Hey, tell us about it. Nashville Comedy Festival show. You're absolutely dominating the camper van. Go. How's it been? I know you kicked off on Easter Monday. Trepidatious day to kick off.
Yeah, it was, but I managed to get a good crowd in, which I was very happy with. My wife and my mother-in-law came to the show, and they both get a fairly sizable clip in the show. So I was very anxious beforehand. My wife was pretty much okay with it. My mother-in-law was just happy to be talked about. So she was fine. But the show's going nicely. I'm actually Going to give away a double to the Triple M family if anyone's interested. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to come along on next Monday night. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun. Get out to the Comedy Festival while you can. There's only 2 weeks left now. It really does fly by, the Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey, can I give you guys a quick Adelaide Oval story?
Yes, please.
My favourite ever Adelaide Oval story. Many years ago, I played in a game of football called the Slowdown, right? Which is all the ex-Crows players play against all the ex-Port players, all right? Now, this was 2005, all right?
Okay.
And the Crows roped in two non-ex players and Port roped in one, right? Now, the Port player they roped in was a very young and very talented Aaron Phillips, played for Port, right? Joining all the ex-Port players. And myself and one other person joined the ex-Crows players to play that day. Now, there were 32,000 people at Adelaide.
Oh, wow.
It was the first weekend in October. Beautiful sunny day.
That's 32... two-thirds full, Limo. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well, it was sold out back then. That was a sellout, right? Yeah. Before the redevelopment. And it was a huge event, right? Anyway, the game starts, okay? Damien Hardwick played in the premiership with Port the year before. So this is his first year out of footy. He was playing in the Port Adelaide team. First contest of the game, Damien Hardwick absolutely shirt fronts and lays out Guy Sebastian.
No. Not Aussie Guy.
Yes. Now, Guy Sebastian, this is hot off the heels of him winning Australian Idol. Not have been bigger at the time. You have never heard 32,000 people be utterly silent for longer than they were that day while they were just praying that Guy Sebastian would get up. And you could see Damien Hardwick look down and went, Oh no.
Who's this kid with the afro?
The angels brought me here to dim and put you there. That's a big fall from grace.
In the room, you see Shannon Noll with a brown paper bag full of cash.
Exactly. But to Guy Sebastian's credit, he got back up and he played pretty well. He's quite a handy footballer, Guy Sebastian.
He's a handy cricketer and a handy footballer. He's the Crows' number one ticket holder. He absolutely loves his footy, does Aussie Guy.
He does, Limo.
So, Comedy Festival. Festival.com.au to grab your tickets for your show. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to head along to see Limo. So what else you got here? You got your show with Titus O'Reilly, and then you're just here for the Hawthorn Collingwood game, and then you fly back Monday?
That's it. Flying back Monday for the show Monday night at the Comedy Festival.
Beautiful. What a weekend. And you must be pumped for Gather Round. Did you enjoy it last year?
Oh, you know what? I didn't make it over last year.
Oh, didn't
but
you?
I just love how it's taken off. And I would say this about Adelaide, being from South Australia. Adelaide embraces events, like it really embraces events, whether it be the Adelaide Fringe, the festival, Tour Down Under, the V8s, the F1 back in the day, and now Gather Round. And I just hope it continues on for years to come because it's a great thing and I know people are loving it.
As a South Australian, do you walk a bit taller when Gather Round's on? You straighten back, puff your chest out.
I do love it. I do love it. It's nice that people are really getting into it. And I know everyone there's loving it. What people forget, though, just to peg it back just a little bit, is people are away, and everyone just loves being away.
Yeah. we've witnessed that over the last 24 hours. We've had some random sightings.
Oh, yeah. That is the tone here. It's a bizarre place to be, I'll be honest.
Yeah, right.
And Limo, just give us some insight into your studio as well. You've got Jim Owen, Nazeem Hussain and Bron Lewis joining you on Monday.
Oh, yes, that's the Triple M's Melbourne International Comedy Festival Happy Hour happening Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're broadcasting live from 6 till 7. I speak to three of the stars of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And, yes, it's Jamoan, Nazeem and Bron Lewis on Monday night from 6 till 7 on Triple M. And we just talk rubbish for an hour, but we get some insights from some of the great Australian comics.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Leams. We might see you when you come over here tonight and enjoy the show with Titus and we'll be in touch.
Good on you, team. Love your work.
This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Sarah, Will and Rabs, live from the MTX Club at Magnificent Adelaide Oval. We are here for Gather Round. There's a couple of roof climb events going on. Will, you sat right near the old scoreboard.
Yep.
And the ground is looking an absolute picture, which is where, on Thursday night, the Demons beat the Crows by 15 points. And here is how Triple M called it.
Gather Round, Thursday night footy. It's Melbourne and Adelaide Crows. Chandler, front and centre. keeps his feet. Cozzy Pickett picked it up, spun around, and then kicked one from nowhere.
Oh, Sparrow down there.
There we are.
Picked it up.
Class.
And the track has said, I've had enough of this. Give it to me.
Tumbles the kick in the Fritz direction. Magnificent mark. Oh, no. He has put a flamethrower.
They are pumped. 15-point win over the Adelaide Crows.
Another win for the Demons that see them jump on top of the ladder. 4 wins from 5 games. They are officially back in 2024, Will. And I want to bring up one name for you. Everyone is talking about Isaac Heaney. Everyone is talking about Zach Butters. But the start of the season for Christian Petrarca has been absolutely phenomenal. Another 29 disposals on Thursday night and a goal. He could be leading the Brownlow after these first 5 games.
And Max Gawn has been extraordinary as well, the captain leading from the front. If you'd told Melbourne, the club, the supporters, that they would come over here after the kind of start to the season they've had, you know, off-season-wise, and they would have a week in Adelaide and they'd come back with 8 points, it's an extraordinary achievement from the Melbourne Football Club, and they are absolutely dominating. They look like one of the hot teams in the comp. One of the talking points out of that game, though, Rabs, Cozzy Pickett. So we found out yesterday that he received a one-match ban for rough conduct on Jake Soligo. So that means he will miss that game against Brisbane, which is Thursday night at the MCG. Huge game.
Am I right in saying he started the season late because he was already suspended from last year as well, Cozzy? So he can find himself in a little bit of trouble with the MRO.
He's got form in this area, the late bump sort of area. So it's just the one game for him, but big game they've got coming up. And the story is Adelaide as well, the Crows. 9-4. It is not the start that I'm sure people were expecting from them, because they came out of last year, out of the season with heaps of momentum, should have played finals, as we know. And now all of a sudden, it seems like 2024 is in tatters.
Is it a game that Adelaide lost? I mean, you look at that last quarter, they kicked 2 goals, 6.
Yeah.
To Melbourne's 5 points. So they had their chances. I think late, Rochelle went back and put one arm up when Tex could have just taken a simple chest mark and gone back and slotted it. And I think it would have been 5 points, the difference there. Yeah. So it's tough because they re-signed Nix before Matthew Nix before the season started. Yep. And now they're 0-4 and finals look a long way away. And I'm like you, I tipped them to finish in the top 8 this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Long way away. We're hoping to speak to Mark Beretta soon. We've got all the footy news with Ryan Daniels in the second hour, as well as the Brisbane Lions ruckman, the big O, Oscar McInerney, after the win for Brisbane at Norwood yesterday. We are live from Adelaide Oval. This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Will and Rabs from Gather Round.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Three legends, one show. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Sarah, Will and Rabs. Triple M.
We are in South Australia, Will. Yep. As a lot of people have travelled here, I think 40% of ticket sales are from interstaters.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
But the South Australian Tourism Commission is not happy.
Yeah, the SATC, they have informed Melbourne and interstate media coming over here, please do not refer to Adelaide as Radelaide. They've capitalised RAD there to really make the point that we do not want to refer to our city as a rad city. And please don't refer to Adelaide as the city of churches.
Okay.
Now, two of the most popular nicknames that I can think of for Adelaide, as we can hear the church bells ringing.
Yes.
And we have a church behind us, in fact. It's a very prominent
city of churches.
I mean, there are churches everywhere. So we just have to make sure that as we are here for Gather Round Rabs, we are not calling them Radelaide.
No.
And we're not calling them the city of churches. So we will not do that out of respect to the SATCA.
We 100% will not do that.
And yesterday, here in Adelaide, it was at Norwood that Brisbane Lions put their foot down and absolutely demolished the North Melbourne Football Club. Here is how it sounded on Triple M.
Set for Gather Round. It is the Kangaroos against Brisbane. Puts it out in front of Cameron. Turns back towards the goal. Charlie, have a shot, Charlie. He does now. Cameron bends around the body and he launches up Norwood.
Lohman, 30 out from his attacking goal. Shins it forward.
Off the ground, Zorko!
Dunkley spirals the ball inside 50, coming back with a flight, North defender misses.
Lohman, who is a showman!
And it's game over at the Nord Oval. Brisbane win their first 4 points of 2024.
70 points at Norwood Oval, and we're joined by the star ruckman, Oscar McInerney, the big O. Good morning, Oscar. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Yeah, going well, guys. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. So you're back in Brisbane now. We hear you touched down last night.
Yeah, we got out of there pretty much straight after. Flew straight to the airport and back home in our own beds, which is good.
Nice. So we should touch on it. It was a big week in the media for the Brisbane Lions Footy Club, and it must have been a very relieving win to be able to get the first 4 points of the season over here in Adelaide. It must have been a nice experience for the team, I imagine.
Yeah, it was good just to get away down to Adelaide and just focus on the footy, to be honest. We're sort of lucky up in Brizzy. We probably don't get as much of that fanfare and footy media as down south, so just to get away as a group, a squad, and get away with the 4 points was really good.
From your playing perspective, I know you said you flew out straight after, but how good is Gather Round, do you think, for the AFL? And then playing at those local venues like Norwood, did it take you back playing for Montrose in the Eastern Football League, playing at a local ground, mate?
Yeah, it was gross. Even just the names on the wall in the Norwood, like seeing we've had a couple of coaches on the boards, and just that feel was really cool. The captain's run, we had a great turnout, and yeah, loved it. And the skinny oval helps you not carrying as many Ks as well, so
yeah.
Very good.
Your role, obviously, you've been the starting ruckman for the side during this period of success, and we've seen Joe Danaher moving into that pinch-hitting role, obviously 5 goals for him yesterday. Do you think that's when the team feels like they're humming in the ruck department the most, when you're doing sort of that 70% amount and then Joe's kind of drifting in, getting himself into the game?
Yeah, I suppose you just got to sort of play what's in front of us and what's working well at that time. Joey's an incredible athlete, really. He's so damaging up forward, but we see him come into that ruck and have a real impact. So whatever fake throws the magnets, we sort of just accept, and they're so good at reading the game and what the game sort of requires at that stage.
It must feel good, mate, when you're getting ready for the centre bounce and you look to your left and right and you've got players like Josh Dunkley, Lachie Neal and Hugh McLuggage at your feet. What about the start to the season from Hugh McLuggage? Another 36 disposals yesterday. He's just absolutely on fire at the moment.
He's incredible. Just the way he uses the ball, it sort of slows down when he's got it, and these decisions that he makes is just elite. Like his ability to get the hands on it first and tough in the contest and then get to the outside, it's elite, and just love watching it.
So obviously the 0-3 start, and we should acknowledge it was against three very good sides in Carlton, Frio and Collingwood, all teams that could finish in the top six feasibly. Were there ever any alarm bells ringing internally at the club, as the media kind of alluded to, or did you feel like once you got this first win of the season, we could get ourselves back on track?
Yeah, we always feel like we're on track. Probably ever since Fags has come in, it's always been about our process, and we sort of never... sort of two results driven. We review our process, and we were getting close to it being right. But as you said, there are three really, really good sides that we come up to in the last 3 weeks. So we knew we were close, and we just had to keep tidying a couple of things up in our game plan. But hopefully it starts to roll on a bit of momentum now.
As beautiful as Norwood Oval is, mate, unfortunately the PA system couldn't carry your post-goal songs.
Yep.
Was Charlie Cameron pretty flat? He didn't get his two country roads after his couple of goals?
He's always balling it out anyway if we're away, so it's getting sung amongst the 22 of us out there.
Nice. And Oscar, we should ask, what is your post-goal song? I've got it here in front of me, but can you reveal to the Triple M audience?
Yeah, it's I'm not sure of the thing. It's the I'm Not Pretty Enough.
Casey Chambers.
Yeah, Casey Chambers.
This is us. Can you explain the inspiration behind Casey Chambers?
Well, I caught plenty of flack for my rude profile, so I just figured if I'm lucky enough to get on the end of one, we may as well embrace it.
That, speaking of your profile, Oscar McInerney, I'm putting you on the spot here. So you're the big O. I know that Oscar Allen over in West Coast has dubbed himself the medium-sized O because you are much bigger than him, which is fair enough. Now, you are the OG. You are the big O. Who in the AFL is the little O? So is it like Oratio Fantasia?
Oscar Baker.
Oscar Baker. Who would be the little O in the AFL, mate?
Oh, yeah. There's a few that O's getting around. I wouldn't put any of them as little because, I mean, Liam Baker, they've all been having Razio, incredible career, like he's flying. So I wouldn't say little at all, with a massive stature in the game. So,
good on you, mate. Well, no, very well answered, good mate. I did say I was putting you on the spot.
I like it. Thank you, Oscar. Well done, mate. Congratulations on the win yesterday. Big game coming up against Melbourne this Thursday. So hopefully you guys can recover and bounce back, find yourselves 2-3.
Yeah, can't wait. It'll be a really exciting opportunity for us.
Nice. Oscar McInerney from the Brisbane Lions. Thank you very much, mate.
Thanks, guys.
If you are a Melbourne-based Lions fan, make sure you get along to that game next Thursday night at the MCG 7:30. It's going to be a huge clash.
Absolutely massive.
Big for both clubs. Brisbane are back on track now. The Demons looking for their fifth win of the season already. So.
Yes.
Absolutely. Get your tickets. Head along to that game. We are here for Gather Round, Will. It's your first time here for Gather Round. And I said to you on Thursday before you flew here that it's a random setup.
It's a weird job.
Because there's a lot of people from the footy media who have flown in. And Adelaide's not a big city. So quite often, you have a lot of random Gather Round sightings.
The sightings have been incredible. I had a feeling I'd run into some Fox Footy or some, Triple M identities just kind of wandering the streets, but I didn't realise it'd be quite as prominent.
It's prolific. So even before we got on the plane, we had Gary Lyon and Eddie Betts and Hutto and a bunch of other people on our flight. Already from Tullamarine, it was a random experience.
Yeah, I've seen Gary Ablett Jr. on my flight over here, which I was not expecting. I've been jotting these down as we go. So then I've done a stroll around.
Let's go one for one.
Okay, one
for
one.
Let's see who's got the most random at the moment.
I strolled past AFL Park where there's a big activation, and then coming out, I see Luke Hodge with three Chemist Warehouse free bags over his shoulder. I believe they're all for his kids, or he just loves free sunscreen. Yeah. But Hodgie was one of my early ones.
Geez, you started strong. I was going to go with the fact that we all saw Stephen Silvani walking just across the footbridge this morning in active wear.
We did see the Silvanis. I've seen Cameron Ling running past as Zoe and I were drinking a coffee this morning.
Yes.
Lingy, still moving well.
I saw Dermot Brereton riding an e-scooter down North Terrace.
That's a strong
with
one.
With a helmet that was not quite fitting.
I saw Alistair Lynch and Sarah Jones going for a jog. They passed me. They were both moving well as well, so Fox footy. And then another one, Matthew Pavlich, I've seen in the city centre. And then a minute later, I see Brad Johnson with David Zita.
Yes.
And then I turn around, and then they're all converging on the same restaurant. I imagine they'd planned to meet up at Fugazi.
Fugazi.
So that was one of my other ones.
I saw just Jonathan Brown and Chris Judd just walking down North Terrace, just chatting to punters, which is a good one. Billy Brownless, he's been everywhere.
Yep.
In fact, if you haven't seen Bill Brownless in Adelaide, then I don't know who you are, because he's everywhere. He was in Elizabeth yesterday. I think he's going down to Glenelg. Like, he's been absolutely everywhere.
Yep.
I went to the Nike store yesterday, thanks to our friend Rhett Biglins, I should say, and Colby McKercher and Zane Dersmer from North Melbourne were there buying some
pre-game.
Yeah, and they were very excited with the basketball shoes.
Oh, geez, that is a good share. My final one that I saw last night, I was, not to name drop, but I was having a chat with Tony Jones in a function space here last night, and then Caroline Wilson joins us, and then I hadn't met Caro before. She was lovely. And then a fan has just wandered over and gone, hey, Caro, my mate James here. Do you reckon you could arrow him? You could give him a Caro's arrow? And with the utmost respect...
Can you arrow him?
With the utmost respect, Caro's gone, yeah, look, I'm not going to do that. I'm trying to enjoy a bit of time off here in Gather Round. So she politely declined the request. But that's Gather Round for
it's
you.
It's Gather Round. Well, this is not a story top as well. But continuing my North Melbourne function, we were getting a sandwich yesterday for brunch. It was probably about 1 o'clock. And as we ordered our sandwich, we turned around and Cam Zerha from the North Melbourne Football Club was also ordering a sandwich. And we said, haven't you got a game in 3.5 hours? He's like, yeah, he's got to fuel up. So he got a southern fried chicken burger from the sandwich place.
Jeez.
And mate, we're only 2 days in.
I know.
We've still got today and we've still got tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm overlooking the Pepsi Collective here at Adelaide Oval.
That was pumping last night.
Pumping.
It's like a nightclub within the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah. I don't know what was happening. I showed you this before. My friend Lauren, who works at the AFL, was surrounded by four Marge Simpson dressed men, complete with green dresses and yellow paint and blue headwear. So I don't know what the theme was at the Pepsi Collective last night, but there was dress ups.
You showed me that photo this morning, and I said to you, well, let's gather in.
Yeah, let's gather in. You don't even bat an eyelid.
I saw a guy who had a suit made up of all the AFL Guernseys, all 18 Guernseys in a full suit and like a wide brim hat.
Yeah.
Like, it's just random.
It's wonderful. It's Radelaide. It's the city of churches. It's everything you want. And we are having
South Australian Tourism Board is going to come for you hard if you keep calling it Radelaide and the city of churches.
No, I highly encourage everyone to come. It's been a great experience so far. We're going to dissect some of the footy news because we have one of the best newsbreakers in the business,
Footy Ryan Rhino. Daniels,
Footy Rhino, to join us in the next half hour as we continue to overlook Adelaide Oval here at Gather Round. This is Triple M's Dead Set
Legends. It's Cooter.
No way. Oh, I thought it was. You got me. Will and Rabs here on Triple M.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Three legends, one show. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Sarah, Will and Rabs. Triple M.
We are here for Gather Round, of course, and to discuss some of the fallout of Gather Round so far. Only four games in, but we have one of the best newsbreakers in the business on the line. Ryan Daniels, good morning, Ryan. I believe you're wandering through the streets of Adelaide yourself.
I am, guys, and I'll tell you what, the atmosphere is amazing. Literally, in the last 30 seconds, I've walked past Stephen Silvani, Shay Bolton. There is Mitch Cleary just walked past. There's people everywhere. It is like a festival of footy, as you know. It is bloody brilliant. Anyone who's listening who's not here, I'd be booking my ticket for next year straight away.
Now, I don't know if you were listening just previously there, Rhino, but we literally said we saw Soss walking this morning in his activewear across the bridge. We just had a break on the random gather round sighting. So just have a quick think of who is the most random footy sighting you've had so far, because I saw Dermy riding an e-scooter. We saw the North boys getting some Southern Fried Chicken Burgers pre-game yesterday.
Luke Hodge getting free Chemist Warehouse giveaways.
What's your most random?
Hodgie, yes. Well, Hodgie's the other one. He must be looking for the free swag everywhere, because I was at the footy festival doing some stuff for the news, and I look and there's a queue of people lining up for autographs on the Brisbane Lions, and Hodgie is in the line with his kids, to be fair, waiting for an autograph from Lockie Neal. So it is a bit weird. It is actually like a footy twilight zone. It is unbelievable. The other day, I'm going for a jog. I look towards the Torrens, and there's this group of fit-looking young men kicking the footy. I thought, geez, these guys are pretty good at kicking the footy. It was the whole Melbourne Demons squad. So it's just stuff like that. They're everywhere.
A footy twilight zone. That's magnificent. We should talk about Gather Round itself. Now, there are whispers that there might be future Gather Rounds that might go around the country. We might see a movement of Adelaide as the host of the Gather Round. What are some of the talking points that have come out of this one? Because it seems like it'd be a tragedy to move it from this place.
I don't see it moving from Adelaide anytime soon. I think they've done a stellar job of it. They were the first ones to sort of get really heavily involved with it, make it their own. Their premier is just doing all the right things. He's shaking all the right hands. So I would be stunned if it moves away from Adelaide anytime in the next probably 3 to 4 to 5 years, really. And if I was the AFL, I'd do the same. And that's coming from, you know, a proud West Aussie who would love to have Gather Round in WA. It's Daisy Thomas. He loves Gather Round. Everybody loves it. Honestly, I don't think you could do a better job than Adelaide have done. So, as I said, from a proud West Aussie, leave it here. It's better here. Plus, it gives you a chance to get away from the wife and kids for a few days. So, no one's complaining about that. But she doesn't listen to Melbourne Triple M, so I'm all good.
Oh, she might be the only one then. Hey, so I know all the heavy hitters caught up at our hotel here yesterday to have a chat about Gather Round amongst other things, and confirmation that we're heading to the Barossa Valley next year with the game. Yeah. The AFL's ticked that off?
Well, yeah, the Barossa Valley has been, it's been in the works for a couple of years. I just thought they couldn't quite figure out how to do it, mainly because Daisy Thomas would go out there and eliminate all of the Penfolds from the wine region. So that region's got to survive for the year after that.
Relive and replenish.
That would be superb. I think, you know, you've already got Mount Barker, you've got Norwood, you've got this great country feel, and on the other side of things, you're going to have the Barossa Valley doing all the things that it does. So, mate, it's going from strength to strength. Look, I can't wait to come back next year. I haven't even left yet.
Talking about some on-field action last night, Connor Rosie really stamped himself as one of the key players in the AFL. He was superb last night, Rhino.
He was. If that's not best on-ground performance, I don't know what is. He's so young too. What is he, 24 years old, youngest captain in the AFL, and just leads from example. I don't want to pump him up too much, and obviously Chris Judd was a superb player at a young age, but watching last night, it was a similar kind of thing when you were watching a young Judd, just his command of the game. And they're not the same type of player, and obviously Chris Judd is the ceiling for everybody. But just the way he was in charge of everything, when they needed something, he did it. He made Essendon look silly at times. He is a special, special player. And I know you guys in Victoria hate this, but if he was playing in Victoria, that bloke would be Nick Dacos-like. He would get that much of a pump-up, I would have thought.
And we should chat to you, if you're happy to stick around, Rhino, because there's some MRO and injury news that's come out from Gather Round. Are you happy to stick around for one more break with us, mate?
Yeah, I'm about to get on a minibus to Mount Barker. No,
so we know, and there's an Esky on that minibus.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
Let's embrace the chaos like Gather Round, Rhino.
Exactly.
Now, Footy Rhino is on a bus or a minivan heading to Mount Barker with some of the Triple M crew. We'll
dangerous.
Dive into that very, very soon, Rhino. But Melbourne had a good win on Thursday night, but some MRO trouble coming out of that with Cozzy Pickett.
Yeah, so he's been offered a one-week ban, which Simon Goodwood said after the game. I wasn't much in it, which is, you know, every single coach ever has said that about one of their players when they're picked up by the MRO. But I think he's probably just got to take this one and go. To me, it was a clear one.
AFL's obviously cracking down on this stuff this year. No one really has been going to the tribunal and having a successful run other than James Sicily. So I think it's probably an obvious one. Melbourne are going really, really well. Because he does have to watch that stuff at his game, because he does have a couple of those a year where, and they really need him out there. They're such a better side with Cozzy Pickett in that team.
Just pardon the weekend as it's playing over the speakers here at Adelaide Oval. It must be testing it. They're setting up a stage. I think we saw the Jungle Giants performing here yesterday. The Brisbane Lions, season back on track, Rhino. 70-point win against North. Do you feel like that's the kind of win on the road that would kind of rejuvenate this side? Do you think it's a kick into gear that they needed?
Probably. Look, everything they've been going through off the field, on the field, it's been the worst possible start you could imagine for the Brisbane Lions. So that's really tough. I think if you were North Melbourne, you'd be sitting there thinking, geez, you're coming up against, you know, this team that's been berated all week, and, you know, they're kind of, at the moment, the laughing stock of the AFL community. And then, of course, you got Joe Danaher, who hasn't been in great form. He comes up against North Melbourne's weak back line. Eric Hipwood gets into form. Like, they were just licking their lips yesterday. You kind of knew going into that game it was a dangerous one for North. And maybe that is what Brisbane need, but I don't think that fixes everything.
As you mentioned with North, it was addressed by Alistair Clarkson post-game, but their first four games of the season, they've played three prelim finalists of 2023. Yeah. That feels exceptionally harsh for a side that finished bottom two last year.
Yeah, that's tough. And it's the same for West Coast, actually. Adam Simpson was saying the same thing. They've played some really good sides. And I'm not sure if that's the best way to set up these teams that are really, really young and are clearly not going to be finals contenders. Surely you can give them a couple of, you know, relatively sort of equal competitions in their first four rounds just to not just take the air right out of their season straight away. So, you know, those two teams don't play each other till I think round 13 or something. You know, you'd probably like to see that sort of thing earlier, but it's a tough competition. You know, like that's what it is. If you're in it, you're going to play some good teams. And when you're the Eagles and when you're North Melbourne, there's a lot of teams that are better than you right now, and you got to lift.
It's a couple of massive games happening here at Adelaide Oval this Arvo and tonight, Footy Rhino, and Fremantle versus Carlton, I think, is match of the round. I'd love to get your thoughts on that game.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. I had that circled at the start of the week. And I think the big thing is you've got the Curnow and Mackay, just both, you know, elite big men up forward, and Harry Mackay having a sensational season. And down the other end, or at the same end, you've got Fremantle's key backs, which have just gone under the radar a little bit as absolute jets to start the year. Alex Pearce, he would be in the All-Australian squad right now if you made it. And Luke Ryan, of course, he's had to normally play a bit looser, and at the moment he's playing actually more accountable on the second tour, and he's playing really good footy. So their defensive style, Carlton is trying to get into those big boys. All the coaches I've spoken to this week, Michael Voss, Justin Longmire, the assistants, they keep talking about the midfield battle, because Freo know if Carlton gets 60-plus inside 50s, they're going to be very hard to beat. So watch those inside 50s. I reckon if Freo can keep Carlton somewhere in the low 50s, even under that, I reckon they can win that game.
And then straight after that one, we've got the doubleheader. And then the Dogs take on the Cats here again at Adelaide Oval. That's a game, Rhino, that feels like if it was at Marvel Stadium or down at the Cattery, one of those sides would have an advantage. But here in neutral territory, it feels like a bit of a coin toss.
Yeah, I love that. And that's what the best thing about Gather Round is. You've got like these neutral grounds where, you know, as you say, like if that were playing in Geelong, the Cats are going to do it easily. And if it was a Marvel, how do the Cats play Marvel? So you get this perfect situation where you take that out of it, and there's no geography in it. It's just two good teams, and they've got to go at it. And I think we're all fascinated to see if the Bulldogs are actually any chop, or, you know, are they not that great this season? So that we'll probably get a bit of an answer tonight, I would have thought.
Yeah. Before those two games kick off this Arvo, it is West Coast versus Sydney in the Adelaide Hills at Mount Barker. You are on that broadcast for Triple M Footy, currently sitting in a van with the Triple M Footy talent. Can you just set the scene for us, please, Footy Rhino? Is anyone worse for wear? How's our boss, Ewan Giles, looking?
Ewan's doing great. He's at the front of the bus, as you'd expect. He's looking in charge, our very esteemed leader, doing the best job he can to keep everybody in check. Kate's up and about, a bit of energy from Kate, I could say. Yes. Daisy's gone right to the back of the bus. Is that a can of Coke or is that a West End? It's a can of Coke. It's a bit early, but on the way back after a trip to Mount Barker for what would be, well, an absolute blockbuster. What a game. We cannot wait to get there for Sydney and West Coast. The ride back could be interesting, put it that way.
The last time these two sides met, I think Sydney won by 170 points. Are you looking at something similar today, you reckon?
Well, look, geez, 171. That was an absolute debacle and probably the low point in West Coast history in terms of on-field performances, you'd have to say. Yeah. So, look, if they can't turn up today, and when I say turn up, the expectations are pretty low. You know, like, can they get within 80? Can they get within 60? And wow. Like, that's just the reality for this club at the moment. You know, they've been okay to start the year and they're still getting pumped by 60 to 65. So, look, stranger things have happened in footy. There's two teams you never know, but I think, you know, it's going to be pushing a lot uphill for the West Coast Eagles today.
Well, we'll absolutely look forward to hearing you as part of that game that kicks off at 1:30. You can hear all the action on Triple M Footy. Thanks very much, Ryan Daniels, for your time.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Will, you are here for another couple of days.
Yep.
How are you spending your time in Adelaide / the City of Churches?
I'm going to find myself at a beach club later on today because it is the perfect day in Adelaide. It's 25, not a cloud in the sky. It is going to be some beautiful footy conditions later on today.
Where are you heading? Glenelg? Port Noarlunga?
I've got.
I don't know any other beaches.
pad. We are heading to a beach club, Moseley. Mm-hmm. Moseley, which I'm looking forward to. So it's beach weather here in Adelaide.
That is in Glenelg. And do you know who owns that?
No.
Travis Boak.
There you go. We might run into Boak.
It's actually, well, it'll be another random gather round sighting. And apparently Stephen Silvani's still walking around with Joe as well. So, hey.
Check in. How long are you here till?
Fly back Monday. So I'm doing producing the Carlton Fremantle game. I'm super excited for that as part of the triple header on Triple M Footy today. Make sure you don't go anywhere. West Coast versus Sydney straight after the Saturday rub. Then it is Carlton versus Fremantle. And then Bulldogs versus Geelong. That's a massive game.
Yeah, two really good games there.
Then, of course, the Saturday rub tomorrow. Then I'm free. So I'm going to come back here as a punter and watch Collingwood versus Hawthorn. I'm actually super excited, Will, to see Jack Ginnivan.
Yep.
I love him. I've got no qualms with the fact that he's left the club.
As a Pies man.
I really want him to do well. Hopefully not that well tomorrow. I really don't want to see a head-eye free kick. I think it'd be great content.
Oh, it'll bring the house down.
Yeah.
Because I believe there's sellouts galore over this game.
Yeah, that's so the one game that wasn't sold out, but I reckon it's pretty close to it now.
Yeah, it'll be filling up. So that's really exciting. I think
because Sunday on Gather Round's real day four of footy trip vibes. Like, I think everyone is done.
Yeah.
They're gassed. Daisy Thomas flew in on Sunday last year and said, "What has gone on in Adelaide?
What is wrong with this crew?"
And now he's been here since Tuesday night, and he fully understands and embraces the chaos that is Gather Round.
No, he's on a bus on his way to Mount Barker. So it's very exciting. It's a great time of year to be here as we see the stage being set up. I believe the presets are going to be performing here later on. So I highly encourage anyone who's listening to this, if you haven't been to Gather Round before, as I hadn't until this year, make sure you book it in your calendar because it's an unbelievable time of year.
Book it in your calendar. Make sure if you are coming to Adelaide, head to the MTX Club at Adelaide Oval. Thank you very much for having us here. Thank you, Leroy, back in the studio as always. Thank you, Zoe, aka the World Clock. Thank you, Andrea.
That has been another massive edition of Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Betfair. Betfair are on your side this autumn racing. Imagine what you could be buying instead.